Shalom. This is Billy Brailman, the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. I'm going to start out today with a passage from the book of James. He would have been Yaakov in the house where he was brought up with his brother in the natural Yeshua. Jesus had two brothers that wrote books of the Bible, James and Jude. Of course, they wouldn't have called them James and Jude. Jesus, when he grew up with them, would have called them Yaakov and Yehuda. They would have called him Yeshua. That was his name. Now here's the book by the elder brother, James. The book of James, chapter 3, verse 2, second part of the verse. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven by a force fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasts great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. The tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. Folks, the tongue, we are told right here, can control and does control your life. I'm going to read to you right now from a book by Yonggi Cho, Dr. Paul Yonggi Cho. He wrote this book, and it was published first in 1979. My copy is old, but you can get one today. It's back in print. The name of it is The Fourth Dimension. At the time Yonggi Cho wrote this book, he pastored the largest church in the world in South Korea, 80,000 members. Now, I know that that church grew over 200,000 members and more. So this man must know something. I'm reading to you from his chapter 3 on page 67, The Creative Power of the Spoken Word. There are certain steps we must follow for faith to be properly incubated, and a central truth we must learn about the realm that faith operates in. There is also a basic principle about the spoken word that we need to understand. So I want to speak to you about the creative power of the spoken word and the reasons why the usage of it is of such importance. One morning, I was eating breakfast with one of Korea's leading neurosurgeons who was telling me about various medical findings on the operation of the brain. He asked, "Dr. Cho, did you know that the speech center in the brain rules over all the nerves? You ministers really have power, because according to our recent findings in neurology, the speech center in the brain has total dominion over all other nerves." Then I laughed, saying, "I've known that for a long time." "How did you know that?" he asked. "In the world of neurology, these are new findings." I replied that I had learned it from Dr. James. "Who is this Dr. James?" he asked. "He was one of the famous doctors in biblical times, nearly 2,000 years ago," I replied. "And in his book, chapter 3, the first few verses, Dr. James clearly defines the activity and importance of the tongue and the speech center." The neurosurgeon was completely amazed. "Does the Bible really teach about this?" "Yes," I answered. "The tongue is the least member of our body, but can bridle the whole body." Then this neurosurgeon began to expound their findings. He said that the speech nerve center had such power over all the body that simply speaking can give one control over his body to manipulate it in the way he wishes. He said, "If someone keeps on saying, 'I'm going to become weak,' then right away, all the nerves receive that message. And they say, 'Oh, let's prepare to become weak. For we've received instructions from our central communication that we should become weak.' They then, in natural sequence, adjust their physical attitudes to weakness. If someone says, "Well, I have no ability, I can't do this job," then right away all the nerves begin to declare the same thing. "Yes," they respond, "we received instructions from the central nervous system saying that we have no abilities, to give up striving to develop any capacity for capability. We must prepare ourselves to be part of an incapable person." If someone keeps saying, "I'm very old, I'm so very old, and I'm tired, and I can't do anything," then right away the speech central control responds, giving out orders to that effect. The nerves respond, "Yes, we are getting old. We are ready for the grave. Let's be ready to disintegrate." If someone keeps saying that he is old, then that person is soon going to die. That neurosurgeon continued saying, "That man should never retire. Once a man retires, he keeps repeating to himself, 'I am retired.' And all the nerves start responding and become less active and ready for a quick death." That conversation carried much meaning for me and had much impact on my life, Dr. Cho writes. "For I could see that one important usage of the spoken word is the creation of a successful personal life. People easily adapt to speaking in a negative way. 'Boy, am I poor. I don't even have any money to give the Lord.' When an opportunity does come for a job with a good salary, the nervous system responds, 'I am not able to be rich because I haven't received that reverse instruction from my nerve center yet. I am supposed to be poor, so I can't accept this job. I can't afford to have the money.' Like attracts like. And since you act as if you were a poor person, you attract poverty. This attraction, if it remains consistent, will allow you to permanently dwell in poverty. Exactly as the Bible said nearly 2,000 years ago, it is so today. Medical science has just recently discovered this principle. This one neurosurgeon said that people should keep saying to themselves, 'I am young, I am able, I can do the work of a young person, no matter what my chronological age is.' The nerves of that person will then come alive and thus receive power and strength from the nerve center. The Bible says clearly that whosoever controls the tongue controls the whole body. What you speak, you are going to get. If you keep on saying that you are poor, then all of your system conditions itself to attract poverty, and you will feel at home in poverty. You would rather be poor. But if you keep on saying that you are able, that you can achieve success, then all of your body will be bridled to succeed. You will be able to meet any challenge, ready to conquer it. This is the reason you should never speak in a negative way. In Korea, we have a habit of making frequent use of words having to do with dying. Common expressions are, 'Oh, it's so warm I could die.' 'Oh, I've eaten so much I could suffocate to death.' 'Oh, I'm so happy I could die.' 'Oh, I'm scared to death.' Koreans repeatedly use these negative words. That is the reason that throughout Korea's 5,000-year history, we have been constantly dying, constantly at war. My generation has never seen total peace in our country. I was born during World War II, grew up during the Korean War, and now still live in a country on the brink of war. Before you can be changed, you must change your language. If you do not change your language, you cannot change yourself. If you want to see your children changed, you must first teach them to use the proper language. If you want to see rebellious and irresponsible youth changed into responsible adults, you must teach them this new language. Where can we learn this new language? From the best language book of all, the Bible. Read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Acquire the Bible's language. Speak the word of faith. Feed your nervous system with a vocabulary of constructive, progressive, productive, and victorious words. Speak those words. Keep repeating them so that they will have control of your whole body. Then you will become victorious, for you will be completely conditioned to meet your environment and circumstances and achieve success. This is the first important reason to use the spoken word, to create the power to have a successful personal life. Then he gives another reason, a second reason we are to use the creative power of the spoken word. Not only can it help us to be successful in our own lives, but the Holy Spirit also helps us to use the spoken word to bring about God's purposes. Hallelujah, blessed be the name of Jesus. That's one reason I am giving study and meditation to the power of the spoken word. Since I had that dream about tongues, the Lord has been dealing with me about the power of the spoken word in our mouths, not only in our own language, but also in tongues. Just listen to what we've heard from that neurosurgeon. There is a speech center. It's at the front of your brain. And it is the command center for all the nerves in your body. I think it was May 2007 for sure. There is an article that was in the USA Today. You maybe can go online and get it, where they had tested some women, Pentecostal women, who speak in other tongues. And they said that what they claim is true. When they speak in tongues, it does not come from this frontal lobal area where our power of speech comes from, that we think a word, think something, and say it. But that goes into neutral. When they're speaking with tongues, the word comes from somewhere else. They tested them with hymns, and when they sang the hymns, the frontal lobal part of their brain worked. But when they spoke with tongues, it went into hibernation, you might say, or it went into neutral. And so, folks, there is that power in our spoken word that we think of the words we say, but there comes a time when you need words you didn't think up. Somebody wrote me how to pray about China, and I'm getting ready to write them back. But one of the things I'm going to say to them is, pray in tongues about the condition of the work of the earth today. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14:2, he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto man. No man understands him. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries, God's plans. God's mysteries, God's plans must be spoken in the earth for them to come to pass. Thank God for speaking in tongues. And thank God that we can control what we say. You must begin to do it. We invite you to be with us for a special eschatology. I prayed about doing the book of Daniel, but the Lord told me, do the glorious church. It's coming forth, folks. The glorious church. We'll be speaking on the book of Ephesians and the glorious church. And this is starting March in Osage Beach, Missouri. It's coming up with Dr. Larry Ollison in his church, Walk on the Water Faith Church. Call us. We need you to register. You don't have to pay anything, but call us at 417-336-4877 or 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Shalom.